What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
No one's quite sure. What happened now?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's talk about the most haunted places in Connecticut so we can get a list of places we want to find experts on and bring them in during the month of October.
Yeah.
All right, 1-877-764-2535, or you can text us, 203-882-9757.
Let's say the CT lottery, my money disappears.
All right, write that down, CT lottery.
Very
okay.
Haunted, very haunted. Money, no matter how big, just gone.
I have this, this webpage up with a, it's like a little Connecticut map.
Oh.
And the first place they have listed, I never heard of, Barahack.
Barahack.
Oh, no.
Barahack.
Sounds like what dog says for pukes. Barahack.
Barahack.
In Pomfret.
Pomfret.
I'm looking this up.
I am in Pomfret. Look at hairstyle. Yeah, I'm wearing a Pomfret with a Barahack.
The abandoned village of Barahack.
Barahack. Barahack, never come back.
Phil, did you find it?
Yeah.
And?
The abandoned village of Barahack. In Pomfret, Connecticut, a few stone foundations and an old graveyard are all that is left of this once thriving settlement in the wilds of Connecticut.
Oh.
This sounds like I'm about to read a book.
Yeah, apparently. Cool. It went extinct during the when they first had taxes.
It was abandoned over 125 years ago. This village of ghostly voices still welcomes its share of curious visitors.
Hi, welcome to Barahack and Pomfret. Got any money?
That one doesn't look that haunted.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm here. Now
exactly
put me there
right.
At night.
Yeah. Right.
And I'll crap myself.
Exactly.
I found
sound.
The same article Phil found, and the next paragraph is, this person's name is something else. Around 1790, Obadiah Higginbotham.
Not Obadiah! Obadiah Higginbotham!
That would be funny if you encounter the ghost of Obadiah Higginbotham.
Yes.
I am the ghost of Obadiah Higginbotham. I'm sorry.
Higginbotham.
Wait.
I'm sorry, what was that name?
Obadiah
Higginbotham.
Gesundheit.
What?
Was he named during a hiccup?
Oh, forget it.
It sounds like a hiccup. Obadiah Higginbotham.
Use real names.
Right.
Obadiah. Now, what the hell kind of name is that? That's why they died early. That
exactly.
They wanted
to. Has the word die in his name. Obadiah.
Mm. Obadiah Higginbotham.
Obadiah did him.
The ruins quickly developed a reputation among amateur paranormal investigators and believers for being haunted. There were reported sightings of the ghost baby, a bearded face in the cemetery.
Ghost
wait,
baby.
Wait. The ghost baby had a beard?
Ghost baby.
Nope. The ghost baby, comma, a bearded face in the cemetery, and streaking lights and orbs.
The only thing that could be scarier than a ghost baby is a bearded ghost baby.
Absolutely right. Yeah, right.
That would freak me out.
Yeah.
And if the ghost baby had, like, horse legs.
Okay, that would
like
freak me out, too. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Like a centaur,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, baby centaur. Right.
Right.
Baby
with
centaur
the
beard. Right.
Mm.
Yeah, ghost. What's scarier, a ghost baby or, like, a ghost toddler?
Ghost baby.
Really?
Yeah, because what do you feed it?
What would you feed it?
I guess, since it's a baby. If it cries, you want to stop crying.
To me, the ghost,
ghost
is on
boobs.
Its own. Yeah, I'm not feeding you.
Yeah, exactly, right. Sorry, I'm a guy. No milk. They can't lactate. We're good.
No, like those two girls in The Shining?
Yeah.
They freaked me out.
The
daddy.
Twins.
Forever, yeah, the twins.
And ever, and ever.
Yeah. Well, toddlers are tough because they're actually mobile. Like, babies just sit there, but, like, toddlers
right,
can't
what are you going to do, crawl after
no.
me?
No,
right.
Babies fly. Flying babies.
That's the nun.
The babies fly.
They fly.
They fly, yeah. They put their little hands up, and they fly around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas toddlers, they'll just walk like a drunk really fast at a 45-degree angle like your best friend in a bar.
Yeah,
at the
that's
night.
Terrifying. Imagine that coming
over.
At you down your hall. Like, you wake up to go to the bathroom,
right,
and that's just rushing
and they
at
want
you.
To go to the diner late at night. I want eggs. I want eggs. I want to be fried eggs. And they always pass out in the parking lot. You didn't want those.
I had a hard time following that, so I'm going to just say, yeah, that sounds scary.
Thank you.
A toddler wants eggs.
Right.
Apparently.
It sounds like your best friend at 3:30 in the morning when they're all drunk.
Are you Obadiah Higginbotham?
This area is now private property, so there's no trespassing.
Oh,
so you're not allowed to go and visit this area without special permission by whoever owns this now.
The Higginbotham family.
Higginbotham.
And this has to be the worst, right? If you own a property like that, because everybody's coming out to check it out around this time of year.
Yep. You charge admission.
You put some
bear
traps out there.
Yeah, you put a fence around, put charge admission. Yeah, feel free. Look at the ghost. $10.
Yeah, there's a picture here of the basement. Barahack and Pomfret.
The Barahack basement.
Boy, what a time they had building houses, right? You had to go collect stones, like a million stones, and then stack them up, and that's your basement.
They had rock day, then they had to cut down trees and plant them down into things. Yep.
Well, they had to dig out the basement with a shovel.
Exactly.
There's no backhoe we could bring in.
First had to make the shovel.
They had to make the shovel. Exactly right. You can't just go buy one.
Right. Hey,
matter of fact, dirt was new back then.
All right. Now we got to cut down the trees. Anybody got a chainsaw?
Oh.
No.
What?
We haven't invented them yet.
I've got a toothbrush.
I don't think they had those either.
I got this axe.
Right. Right. Chop down this tree.
All day. The tree comes out. Boom.
One tree.
Okay.
One
100
tree.
More to go.
Right.
Dig up this stump.
Right. This is why old age was 35 back then.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They dropped dead at 20.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yep. He died building his house. He was 15.
You know the number one cause of death for women back in that day?
Childbirth.
Whooping cough. Those corsets.
Whooping cough?
Those corsets they had to wear.
Yeah, they caught fire. They died from fire.
Excuse me?
Fire?
Like from the fireplace?
Yeah. No. From meteors. Crashing down to the earth and hitting them.
What were they doing? Like the
spontaneous combustion?
No, I meant the long dresses like caught fire when they were cooking.
They had the long dresses and they would tend to the fire all day. The fire was those giant fireplaces, multi-purpose. So you'd have food.
Right.
Wow.
You would have clothes drying. You'd have a number of things going on.
Boiling water.
Constantly tending to the fire. They'd catch on fire with those long dresses. You would think, how about mini skirts? They look great. And the women will be around much longer.
Yeah. Apparently, they had beans in their diet, too. That's what happened. Stand too close to the fire, have beans. Next thing you know, doing the math, they become a rocket. Off they go. See, that was funny. The Puritans around here.
All right, so Barahack and Pomfret.
Barahack.
All right, Barahack. All right, so we'll put that on the list of places Ashley's going to look up.
Barahack.
Ashley Senator.
Barahack. We're making a list of the scariest places in Connecticut so we could start finding experts on these places to have on the show. Mouse in North Haven?
Yes, sir.
That's a big mouse.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got an idea other than a house to actually go to. But you should put AJ in a box in one of those haunted places and raise money for the toy drive.
Then who's going to come over?
There's the twist we've been looking for.
Well, who's going to come over and give me money?
Nobody.
Damn it.
We'll call it in.
Oh, all right, fine.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yes,
oh,
it is. Is there going to be a toilet in such a place?
Mouse, that's great.
I'll need depends. Lots of them. And
well, then you get an opportunity to use that stupid microphone headset.
From the comedy thing. I get it. Haha.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Mouse. Thank you, brother.
Did his research, apparently. Thanks, Mouse.
AJ in a haunted box.
Well, you know, I mean, most neighborhoods are haunted. Nighttime's very scary. Fine, whatever. We'll do it there. Where are we going to go, though? Dudley Town? No, I didn't say that. Keep going. So, how are you doing? Good?
What is wrong with you?
I'm short-circuiting over here because I'm going to be in a haunted place in a box.
Well, if we raise a certain amount of money.
Right. I'm not following here.
My fault.
I couldn't told you that.
Johnny Rocket.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
How you doing?
It's a little wet out here. AJ, it is a washout, so...
No. Washout means it's going to rain all day long. You're in some rain right now, periods of rain, but please continue.
Well, all right, so...
your mouth is possessed.
Chaz, I'm sorry about your cat. That sucks to
hear. Thank you, man.
But, so, if you guys ever heard of the New London Ledge Lighthouse, that's supposed to be haunted. People are saying... it's a lighthouse. It's its own little island. It's not on the main island. It's just on its own little rock.
Okay.
And apparently, when back in the days in the 1900s, you go, the Lighthouse guys would go out there for weeks at a time, and right. you know, you're out there by yourself, you get lonely and you get depressed and all this other stuff. So I guess this one guy was out there for 3 weeks, and then he found out his wife was cheating on him. So he went back out. He was at the lighthouse, and I guess he jumped off and killed himself.
Oh.
And I guess he's still there haunting the lighthouse, and it's closed down. You can't go on it. It's chained up and all. I just went to Fish's Island for work, and I just rolled past the island. And it's right there in the middle. Everyone, wow. you can see it. It's clear as day. But how, I don't know if you guys want to look that up.
How did he get the news that his wife was cheating on him?
I don't know. Maybe a phone, or maybe he went home for a couple of days. Because they would come home for 3 weeks. They would go out on the lighthouse for 3 weeks.
Right.
And then they
right.
would come back for a week or two. And then they would go back out to the lighthouse.
Yeah, apparently.
So he might have came home, yeah. found out, and then went back out to the house and then killed himself.
His marriage on the rocks, basically, yes. So, yes.
Yeah, basically.
All right, thank
so
you,
I don't
brother.
Know if you guys want to look that up or what.
All right, we're going right, to look
no
it up.
No problem. You got to have a good day.
Thank you, Johnny Rocket.
And to this day, the light goes on, then off, then on, then off. That's why it's haunted.
Is it me?
No.
Yes.
No.
You know, lighthouse lights go on and off. That's how you know it's haunted. It goes on and off. It was supposed to be a joke.
Oh, okay.
If you had to explain it, it wasn't very good.
I just picture some guy, like, passing by the rock, you know? Hey! Your wife is cheating on you!
Right. I did her!
Okay, well, why the hell are you out here on a boat?
Right.
I don't know. Just thought you want to know.
I'm picturing Danny Mac right now.
Yeah,
I know.
It does sound like Danny Mac.
It does.
You know, that's a long way to row just to tell me that.
Exactly, to flaunt it.
I know. Just know you want to know.
Just all town's talking.
I'm coming back from your house. You're out of pretzels.
That's right.
You're also out of scotch.
Yeah, pick up some milk when you go home because right. I drink it all.
Right.
That's wild.
She makes a great breakfast.
Now, what lighthouse was that, and did you look it up?
This is the New London Ledge Lighthouse. It was constructed in 1909. It's been fully automated since 1987, so no one really has been out there for a long time. And there is a ghost legend on the Wikipedia entry. It has a whole paragraph about this. New London Ledge is locally famous for the ghost of an early keeper named Ernie.
Ernie.
Who allegedly
Ernie.
Haunts the lighthouse.
We talked about this last year.
Who was his
year.
Wife, Bert?
I remember Ernie.
Was Bert his wife? Bert.
Ernie.
Hey, Ernie. Hey, Bert.
The Coast Guard hey, crew on duty Ernie. At the lighthouse reported unexplained knockings taking place at night, as well as doors opening and closing repeatedly. The television would turn on and off by itself sporadically, and
scrappy
the unexplained
cable.
Removal of sheets from beds.
Whoa.
Just doing the laundry.
I'd have to go. I'm out.
Yeah. Lighthouses are creepy to begin with. Because you're stuck on this little island in this tube with
it's
a light on top.
It's not even an island. It's literally just a rock
yeah,
that juts out of
exactly.
the water.
You're basically stuck in a giant cement penis.
Exactly, right.
A phallic symbol. Lost art. We should bring those back.
A lost
well,
art
thing on the ship.
It's
not
the
cement
penis. Called radar.
Is that an art?
It's a lost art.
Exactly.
This particular lighthouse has been a couple of paranormal reality shows, too, apparently.
Oh,
I'll be a,
really?
I'll yeah. be a lighthouse here, yes.
Ernie.
Ernie.
There's a Hebert. Movie. I wonder if it's based on this lighthouse. Well, William Dafoe and the guy who's playing Batman now.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. It's just them two.
Right.
In a lighthouse.
Boring.
And Pattinson just came to relieve somebody, so it's just William Dafoe and this guy. Pattinson. It's a great movie. It's black and white. It's tough to watch.
What do they do? Play pinochle? What?
There is a scene where I'm like, oh, I wonder if they just had relations.
Oh.
But it's one of those movies where, you know, it you just feel the same way the whole movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then it ends and you're like, okay, I just feel the same way I did when it started. You
right.
know?
I'm so glad I spent this time.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't watch it.
Yeah, you're not selling it right now.
And, Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We're putting a list together of the most haunted places in Connecticut, AJ, so we can bring in professionals on each place.
The Crap Your Pants Tour, yes.
What's that?
The Crap Your Pants Tour.
Yes, that's it. The yep. Crap Your Pants Tour.
Exactly, right, because that's what happens.
We have that place in Pomfret.
Yeah.
We have the Connecticut Lottery for AJ.
Thank you. Yes. Scariest place ever.
We have that lighthouse thingy. All right, we have one coming in on the text.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting. A lot of people are suggesting Dudley Town, which I know we've talked about before.
This comes up all the time.
Every single time.
It's impossible to mention this topic without hearing that.
Exactly.
Dudley Town. Dudley.
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 What's the deal with Dudley Town? Can you look it up?
Phil? Yeah, so sort of similar to what we were talking about in Pomfret with the Barahack. It's like an abandoned settlement that no one is allowed to go into anymore. And it's just like this sinkhole where, like, people walk on and they, you know, feel cold spots and, like, time stops and they have no happiness. And it's just like this feeling of dread the second you step onto the site.
You described the entire state in one sentence.
Is that the place where it was just wiped out? Like, they think that it was some illness.
Lead poisoning or something like that.
People went nuts.
Yeah.
And, like, some guys started, like, hacking up people.
It's also, like, quiet, right? Like, you don't hear anything. You can't even hear
a pin drop.
Is that
the one?
I think so, yeah.
We should know this by now. We talk about this every year.
Yeah, I know, but they keep erasing my memory, so.
I don't store it in there.
Well, you know. Erasing my memory. I'll call on the weekend, but yeah.
I keep erasing my memory.
They keep erasing my memory, yeah.
It's not my fault. They keep erasing my memory.
In the form of vodka.
Oh, right.
On Fridays.
It's not a red light held by a guy in a black suit.
No, it's more of a gray goose. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. It's a gray goose.
Yeah.
Holding up a glass.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember nothing now.
Are there buildings there, or is it just foundation? Or is
it's mostly like the cellars and stone foundations, according to people who have been there most recently.
So that's not the one with the little people.
I don't know what that
there
is.
There was a town with all little houses and buildings.
Wasn't that the circus?
I'm hearing myself out loud.
That's in the Wizard of Oz, I think.
No, people have heard of this.
It was the Yellow Road and everything.
All right, so Dudley Town.
Dudley.
Mm-hmm. Dudley Town.
Dudley. There's a dying name, Dudley.
And you can't really send anyone to any of these places.
You can't.
The cops come out.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
the ghost police.
This is a highly protected area now. Yeah. They don't want anybody going on the grounds. Usually nothing good comes out of it.
There's probably a diamond mine over there. That's why. Like, stay with me, it's haunted. Like in Scooby-Doo, they made it seem like it was haunted, but there's really like some kind of like major attraction money-wise.
How much coffee have you had?
Scooby-Doo?
A lot.
Really?
It's always Scooby-Doo. Yeah, it's always like, it turns out that like the bank was going to like buy this property as a diamond.
Right, they make it seem haunted.
Right.
So people don't come in.
Stay away.
Or buy it.
Exactly.
Or whatever. And then it turns out that,
right,
you know, there's some
we need a van.
Financial motivation.
We need a van, a great big dog, and some guy who eats Scooby snacks.
Right. So they really weren't ghost hunters. They were ghost debunkers.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo and that whole crew.
Yeah. Because
at the end, you always find out that it wasn't ghosts.
They pulled the mask off.
It was always a person.
It was some cynical...
Yeah, criminal.
Or someone who actually hired them to make it look good. Or it was always like some caretaker or something like that. It was never like the paper boy. Or like that new guy moved down the street. Not like that. Really? Why don't you just keep on talking? What's my...
I think your brain's haunted.
I need a
There's
nap.
Ghosts in your brain.
I need a nap.
Jeff from Meriden.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how you
doing? So, there is a closed down mental hospital in Newtown, Connecticut called Fairfield Hills. And it is extremely haunted. It closed down in the 1970s. Yes, it closed down in the 1970s.
Was it the 70s or the 80s?
Before my time.
I'm sure it was in the 70s.
I thought it was John Rowland, Governor Rowland, who cut back on everything and it closed in the 80s. I could be wrong.
I mean, he stayed there.
But anyway.
I don't know, they filmed a couple of movies there. I know that. But I did hear that they're going to be closing it down pretty soon.
What do you mean? Like, tearing it down?
Gotcha.
They're going to be tearing it down pretty soon.
Wow. It's a shame because those buildings, I don't know, they're already built. You can't use them for, like, schools or...
Yeah.
I guess not.
Something.
Yeah. But some horrible things happened in there. I mean, they treated people with mental issues completely different back then.
Right, a lot of tortured souls running around.
Tortured souls.
Just the word of an abandoned mental hospital says, I am not going anywhere near
there. Right, that's the place of a movie.
Yeah, right.
I think we should put AJ into the mental hospital if he'd get in there overnight.
No.
And see what happens.
Yeah, that's, and if you look at pictures, so there, it's a campus of buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're empty and big and giant and brick. And
yeah.
It's creepy.
A lot of times those places have tunnels underneath to go from building to building.
Yes.
Which is even scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right, AJ. So that's part of the, you know,
the
structure of this whole place that people are terrified by are these tunnels where they hear things going back and forth between the buildings and the tunnels, like if you're just like staying there.
All right, so I'm getting
I took some pictures when I was younger, and I got a really cool picture of this doorway, and took back-to-back photos. The first photo, you don't see anything in the doorway. The second photo, you see like this shape. It looks like an arm swinging and a head like looking towards you.
Right.
Oh man.
It said DoorDash. Yeah. Yep.
I would not go in there for any.
Here's your order.
No.
Any dollar amount. Well, maybe a dollar amount, but it would have to be
a million.
High.
I'll go in.
I'd be afraid something would attach itself to me,
right.
And then now I bring
they
it home.
They follow you home. They do.
Like email, yep.
And then you're in trouble, because now they know where you live.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, this operated from 1931 until 1995.
Yeah, I got the text from Anthony.
Oh.
Cousin Anthony. They filmed Sleepers
Yes!
There.
I never knew that.
What, did I see that movie?
I have no idea.
I don't
it sounds
so.
Familiar.
What is that movie about?
All right, so that is the...
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Go ahead.
That's a crime movie where...
Sleepers.
Yeah, a bunch of kids were, like, attacked sort of sexually, then they come back to, like, get revenge on this guy.
Oh yeah, that's got, like, Andre 3000 and a bunch of people in that movie.
Was Go that, ahead, who else is in it?
I want to say, let's see...
Just so you know, Phil has that smirk on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, none of those people. This is Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, Bruno Kirby, Brad Pitt, Brad Renfro, Minnie Driver.
Everybody's in there.
I'm thinking of a different movie. Okay.
That's a lot of people.
Yes.
Andre 3000 not listed.
My foot in your
singing,
ass will be. He was saying, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. You mess with me. Oh, you mess with me. Now I'm going to get you. Going to get
tunnels.
You, though.
Right. It's like, do I see Andre? Do I hear Andre 3000? What the hell movie were you thinking about?
There was a movie that had him and a bunch of other guys in there, and they were going after somebody who, like, when they were raised, like, didn't treat them right. This subject of movie is not new. Type in Andre 3000 movie and you'll see whatever.
Or do your own research.
Margaret in Milford. She has three haunted places in Connecticut.
Day.
Give us one. Just one.
What's the best one?
Let's see. I've been to so many places. I'm going to go for Twisted Vine in Derby.
Oh, really?
Well, we've heard of that place.
The price is a scary one.
We
it's
went
a restaurant
and investigated
on.
Yeah, we went and investigated it and, we're having a couple of the kids interact with us in the attic and in the basement.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yes, I'm one of those people.
Those investigating people.
Oh, yeah, like a Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's who you call.
And when we were taking a break, a few of us were in the restaurant part, and we were sitting there, and we heard a little girl giggle from the balcony area.
I'm gone.
Right. Check, please. My orders to go. Thank you.
Margaret, you'd be like, Chaz, hand me the, whatever, ghost gadget.
Right.
Chaz?
Right. And there'd be a puff of smoke where you are.
Chaz?
Right. Yes.
Chaz?
Yeah. It'd be called the broken door from me busting out of it. Go with the twisted vine, how the busted
door.
Your
cell would go off.
Right.
Yeah, hi, it's Chaz. I'm home right now.
Right.
I left my gear out in the sidewalk.
Are my shoes still there?
Yeah.
I don't let my gear out of my sight.
Yeah, I'm not a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm a ghost walker away from her.
Yes, exactly. I am a voider, people.
Yeah, I'm a runner ghost away. Runner. Yeah. Runner awayer.
But you're the perfect person to be there because they'd like you.
See,
well,
I want to be liked.
I appreciate that. I like to be liked.
Yeah, but not
But I don't want to be friends.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Why would they like me?
Hit me up on Facebook.
They seem to like navigate towards people who are non-believers or who are
wouldn't I be
a
the
little
opposite?
Bit scared.
Yeah, you believe it. That's why you're running.
What about well, a lot of bit scared?
If you're a non-believer or, like, if you're a little bit scared, I've been in, like, investigations where people who are a little bit scared or they seem to be the ones who are, like, something just touched me. Something oh, no. just moved near me.
That could be their mind, though, right?
It could be, yes.
It could be,
or
yeah.
one of you people's really creepy.
Yeah.
But that's when we, you know, like, turn the equipment their way in case something does happen.
How long have you been doing it?
Since about 2001, I was with a group.
Wow.
And then, unfortunately, the...
Went solo?
I had to leave the group because the woman who ran it was crazy.
Gotcha.
Maybe her brain was possessed.
It was.
Aren't you worried about something group. Following you home?
Yeah, cops.
Yeah.
I'm freaking.
But I do a lot of protection for myself, and I have things in the house to protect, and I have sage and...
Garlic.
I know people who know people.
You have people.
Yeah, I got the sexist at home.
I know, like, Tony Spear. I know
oh, okay.
John Zaffis.
Yeah, we
I
have
know.
Him on. We're going to have him on.
I thought you were going to say Tony Soprano.
I got
like, I don't think he can help you.
Yeah, show me here. Give me a ghost over here.
Wow, knowing him now, that's a
I
really
can't get his ghost
for...
over
exactly.
here. You know what I'm saying? Give him a point. Right. His ghost here has got to go.
All right, and do you have any audio of ghosts?
Not really. All my stuff went with the lady who I quit the group.
Damn it. Oh,
so no. We want to talk to her.
Get your records back, yep. Next time you break up.
You can, but she's crazy.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're good.
You have to be a little crazy to go tracking down ghosts. No?
I would think so.
A little bit.
That or the complete opposite, right? You got to be like the most straight-laced, like boring person who doesn't believe any of this.
Like an accountant?
That would be me until I had it happen to me. I worked in where Milford Kmart was. Kmart was haunted.
I didn't know that.
So
haunted by what?
Yeah.
Scary prices.
The story was the guy had been killed and he haunted the place. He was riding his motorcycle or something and he hit a curb and died and... somehow wound up back in Kmart.
He but left I, Kmart, then worked, died, and ended up back at Kmart.
You forgot something.
Yeah.
Those blue eyes specials,
worst job
man.
Ever.
Wow.
But I had been there, and I'd heard, like, I was up in the layaway area, and something walked by me, but there was nothing there.
I've been that part
of my coworkers had the bags, like spread apart, and nobody there.
Yeah, I've been in that parking lot. It's pretty scary over there. But old people.
I think the one thing that people saw was, like, you'd see a pair of khaki pants, but no top part.
That's scary.
That's Target.
The khakis are walking by themselves.
That's Target,
wait,
right?
Walking khakis?
Yeah, you're, I did. I saw that. I actually did see that.
Wait, you
I
just
was,
saw,
like,
you said
overnight.
You said people saw it. Now you're saying you saw it.
So you stepped in khaki.
It's Jake
from
State
also.
Farm.
I should say me and people saw it. That was
okay.
The thing you would see is like you'd be working in an aisle and see like out of the corner of your eye something like brown go by like pants.
Were they pleated?
And then when you go, I would go and check.
See something
and
brown come
there.
Out of my pants.
Yeah, really. It'd be flying northwest.
Wow, that's wild. So is that an invisible person without a shirt or shoes? Or is that a ghost inside khaki pants?
Right.
Oh, no, it's just a mannequin. Okay, all right.
Now, if I'm a ghost, I'm not going for the khakis.
No, I'm going for the jeans, a good one. Low rise, you know? Something cool I can't afford.
And just think it was he couldn't appear, all of them.
I think I'd put
all
on rainbow socks.
Appear, so.
Rainbow
and, like,
socks.
Weird gloves. So it's just rainbow socks and like gloves walking around.
Like a bad dance troupe.
No one would guess it was you.
That's right.
Right. I thought it was Chad, but I saw the rainbow socks. And no, I can't be him.
All right,
no.
So you're saying Twisted Vine. This has been brought up before. It's one of those really old buildings. Derby is very old. It used to be called Birmingham.
Birmingham,
really?
Yes.
Birmingham.
I mean, say Derby. The hats.
Boy. There's several places in Derby that I could tell you are haunted.
You ever have a feeling you're doing a show with squirrels?
Wait a second. Multiple squirrels or just one?
All right, Margaret. Thank you very much. So Twisted Vine, it comes up every year.
Yeah, it's still, is it still operable? I mean, is it still an open
operable?
Restaurant? Yeah, is it still an open? Is it still open? I'm trying to say. See? I was doing good.
From the operation? Is it still open, or did they suture it shut?
I'm going to suture your face. You know what I mean. Is the place still open?
Let's look it up.
There was an article written last
year. It used to be a bank back in the day when it was Birmingham.
Uh-huh.
It's been a number of things since then.
Right.
Including restaurants, and it's currently the Twisted Vine restaurant.
Okay, cool.
There was an article written last year about this place. People went in to investigate it. I don't think it was Margaret's team, but they communicated with someone that they call Sam the Spirit.
Sam the Spirit.
Sam the Spirit.
You got to have a nickname, you know?
How do they come up with the names?
I don't know.
Was that a Funky Phantom? What are the two?
And the team's takeaway, I believe the spirits that are there are pretty friendly and like it there. The spirits are a nice bonus to the restaurant, along with the penne alla vodka that will blow your mind.
And speaking of spirits, behind the bar, they're pouring them, too.
That's not the restaurant owner. I think that was the team that went in.
I like the food.
Sometimes people say that so they bring in customers who are into that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they can alienate customers.
It will keep others away.
You know Richie Blackmore. Richie Blackmore will only stay at places that are haunted. Will only go to restaurants that are haunted.
Mm.
That's his thing. So there are folks like that. Only he wrote Smoke in the Water.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.